Who would have thought? We're not drinking as much as many would have suspected. We got the results from wastewater testing. Auckland University found the average person is having 1.2 standard drinks a day, which is well under what the World Health Organization has estimated. Now, the Alcohol Beverages Council Executive Director, Virginia Nichols, is with us. Virginia, morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Surprised?
Not surprised at all, really. I think I just want to say at the start, I haven't seen the full report from the University of Auckland. I've only seen the media release. But the results don't come as a surprise. I think it reinforces that more of us are drinking in a more responsible way. Mm. And when you sort of look at the 1.2 standard drinks a day, it's 8.4 standard drinks over a week. And the Health New Zealand low-risk alcohol drinking advice for women is no more than 10 standard drinks a week. And men no more than 15 standards of drinks a week. So this is actually quite below our low-risk drinking advice.
See, 8.4 is about a bottle of wine a week, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So I just wonder then whether we've got some binge stuff going on, which is what we've always suspected. So in other words, you and I might not do three or four bottles, but there are plenty of people who do.
I think, and this report doesn't actually go in to talk about how many of us are doing responsible drinking and how many of us are doing hazardous drinking. We know from the New Zealand Health Survey that 84% of us are drinking in a responsible way, and that has increased considerably in the last year. But it still says that 16% of us are drinking in a hazardous way, and that's still too many.
And so how do you walk the line between what you do, like the bottom line, you want to sell more because you're a business, or not you specifically, but generally, you want to sell more, you want to do well as a business, but equally we want to send a health message, you don't go crazy.
Well, I think the industry doesn't actually want hazardous drinkers. The industry wants more and more responsible drinkers. And that's my role, really, is to talk about what's happening out there and also the alternatives out there as well. And people are seeing that and doing that now. We're drinking differently. More of us are drinking low and no alcohol products. We might go out at night and have a nice beer, wine and spirit to start the night, and we might move to low alcohol then because either it's a health issue or maybe we're driving, which is a good thing.
Yeah, exactly. Do you see kids? I mean, I got a whole bunch of kids and they don't drink the way we used to. Do you see that as a thing?
Absolutely. And that's happening now. I mean, I think there's a couple of things going on there. One is the industry actually does fund some education in schools with the Life Education Trust. And I think that's a good thing at age 12 and 13 where it's a theatrical performance and we're out there talking to those students and talking to them about the issues that there are with alcohol and how we can support each other, how it's okay not to drink. And I think education is really important and there's absolutely no doubt that more of them are delaying the time that they're beginning to have their first drink.
That's what I'm seeing. Virginia, appreciate your expertise. Virginia Nichols, New Zealand Alcohol Beverages Council Executive Director.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.